humans, you know.
Assistant Director Lisa Canope agrees.
Many of the kids, you know, won't get this in school. And this is just a different side of the Holocaust nightmare that people most often are exposed to. This is a children's point of view, something that really happened. It's factual, based on facts, and could be very inspiring. I'm hoping that the subject matter doesn't scare people away, and I hope they come and see the show.
We've got to keep our minds alive. Read the poetry. I'll stand guard.
We'll read our poem.
Okay.
The Little Mousy.
A mousie sat upon a shelf searching for a flea, deep in his fur, but he couldn't catch it. Grr!
The mommy came and searched his coat. She caught the flea, and off she ran to cook it on a frying pan. Then she called to the mousie,
"Come and see! For lunch we've got a nice fat flea!"
And A Child Shall Lead opens tonight at Second Street Theater and runs until April 22nd. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Good morning. It is 5:15. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. All-star forward LaMarcus Aldridge is out for the rest of the season. He will undergo arthroscopic surgery to repair a tear in his right hip. Interim general manager Chad Buchanan says it is the right thing to do.
We're always looking long-term with our players, and this is the right decision. We fully support it. We have some players who are going to have an opportunity to step up. I think you saw JJ fill in very, very well last night, and he's going to have an opportunity his last seven games, as will some of our other players, to fill in.
Aldridge has experienced pain in the hip for a while, but it's become more serious over the last couple of weeks. The procedure will be performed by specialist Mark Philippon, who operated on Aldridge's left hip when Aldridge was a freshman at Texas. In the NBA last night, Carlos Boozer collected 19 points and 11 rebounds as the Bulls outlasted the Heat in overtime, 96-86. Boozer says it's games like this that remind him why he came to the Windy City.
I just felt great, you know. Everybody played great. A lot of emotion, a lot of excitement. It was a fun game. Our fans was going crazy in there. We was going crazy. Just a fun atmosphere.
Kyle Korver hit five threes as part of a 17-point night for Chicago, who've won two straight to move four games ahead of Miami for the top spot in the East. Other winners yesterday, Detroit, the Clippers, San Antonio, and Dallas. Speaking of the Mavericks, they will be in the Rose Garden tonight as the Blazers try to push their way into a playoff spot. Game time is 7:30. You can catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. And Joe Vitt will serve as interim head coach of the Saints when his six-game suspension for his role in the team's bounty scandal expires. Vitt will step in for Sean Payton, who's been suspended for the entire upcoming season. It's unclear who will serve as head coach while Vitt is suspended. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
Good morning. It is 5:17, and as far as what's going on with your Skyview traffic this morning, roads are looking pretty good. We do have some spots of ice, perhaps in some higher elevations today. The temperatures are starting out a little bit better than they did yesterday. Today's traffic and weather is brought to you by Splatprint.com, where full color never means full price. Please visit the website, Splatprint.com.
1110 KBND weather.
And good morning. Look for a few showers early, followed by isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon. Highs in Bend of 51 degrees.
33 in Madras, 30 in Sisters in Prineville, 29 Redmond, and 32 in Bend at 1110 KBND.
In your local news this morning, Jefferson County School District 509J is a unique district since some of the students live on the Warm Springs Reservation. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains the challenges to pass the latest bond issue.
School District 509J in Jefferson County includes Madras, Metolius, and Warm Springs. Since Warm Springs is a sovereign nation, residents don't pay taxes, but the